teachers' retirement system was also reviewed. They added a lot more a lot dealing with its members to improve outreach, to establish an ombuds, to investigate complaints. They also increased the transparency of the investment decisions, but that was done through a directive by the Sunset Commission rather than the legislation. Next session, 21 agencies and entities will be up for review, including PUC and ERCOT, the Juvenile Justice Department, and PCQ. This other notable topic, sort of our classic administrative law issues like rulemaking, judicial review, open government. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on open government because there is another presentation during the seminar on that. There were a few things of note for the practitioner that I wanted to highlight today. And that one of them included, HB 1322, which is related to rulemaking, and it simply requires an agency who publishes a proposed rule in the APA, in the Texas Register for APA rulemaking, to also post a summary of the proposed rule in plain language, both English and Spanish, on its own website. This increases the likelihood that the public will understand the rulemaking going on and be aware of the rulemaking going on. Also, we have Senate Bill 997, and this related to a procedure at the PUC, but it's interesting because it involves judicial review in a contested case that's not yet final. The bill does not speak to what happens to judicial review at the very end of the process of this contested case, but it does provide for a judicial review in the middle of the process, let's say after a phase one type of situation, where they have to make a determination whether this contract rate is does it harm the public interest. At that point, once a determination is made, an adverse party can treat that determination as a final order and follow APA procedures to appeal that decision in court. And once the court process is done, it comes back to the commission in the same proceeding that it's been abated to finish if it's determined that it was harmful to the public interest. Then we have some bills. HB 139 relates to licensing for military spouses and veterans, and it does a couple of things. Generally, it's trying to reduce the administrative hurdles to employment for the military, their spouses, and veterans. Primarily with regard to sort of education certification, but also for things like meeting the residency requirements for licensing that requires residency for licensing. How do you meet that? Well, what documentation can be used is addressed in this bill. Another note here is in the Occupations Code, there is a definition of the Armed Forces of the United States, and now that definition includes the Space Force. There was also a few bills dealing with telecare, telehealth, telemedicine, teledentistry. If you remember back in 2017, telemedicine and telehealth bill, which was SB 1107, unanimously passed. And this was an important bill because telehealth helps bridge the gap in healthcare to the underserved, such as in remote rural areas. And those telemedicine and telehealth services proved really critical during COVID as well, as we know. Senate Bill 40 expands telehealth to multiple health professionals regulated by PBLR. And we'll see that on the next slide.